Hello and greetings. This is Carol Adrian, your Life Purpose Numerologist. And today I'm looking at an email from a woman named Evelyn. This is not her real name, so I will disguise her name to keep her anonymity. Evelyn writes this. Dear Carol, I lost my job 3 years ago as a teacher. I am thinking about entering another career field, but I am not sure what it is yet. I am fond of foreign languages, travel, law, and sports. I'm having trouble focusing on one or two subjects. Should I pursue a career as an English, as a second language teacher, a mediator, or a career coach? My life path is 27/9 or 45/9. Thank you. Yes, I did work out your numbers, Evelyn, according to the name that you sent me, your birth name, and your birthday of October 10, 1978. And so I'm going to look at the, you have a good questions here about your interests. It's very interesting how you could put these together in different ways. So according to your numbers, you are what we call an old soul. Old souls come here to find a place where they can shed light. It doesn't matter exactly what it is. The career is not so important as the idea that they want to feel they are giving service or helping others and making a difference somewhere, not just earning money and getting up in the morning at 9 to 5. It needs to have some sort of a purposeful or deeper, serving a deeper purpose than just your own livelihood, which is fine. Livelihoods are fine too. And a lot of times with old souls, there's a sense that they are sort of not ever sure and certain. They're not really competitive. They really don't want to fight their way to the top. They'd rather go with something that goes with the flow and that they can feel secure and that they're doing good work, at least. So money is not always the big issue for old souls or career or status. So I just want to throw that out there. Having said that, your destiny, it's interesting, you have a lot of nines in this chart. Not only are you an old soul in the fact that you have the marker of the zero first challenge, which means you could have great insights in the period between birth and the age of 27, or a lot of challenges that really strengthen your search for a deeper meaning in life. So you have that marker, but you have, four nines in your name, five nines in your name. First of all, your birth path is a nine. Your birthday, October 10, 1978, adds up to nine. The one word that I like to use for the nine, humanitarian, service to the masses. It's a global-oriented number. It's a number very universal, it's called. Therefore, you can have a lot of interest with the nine. The big problem with the nine is you have a lot of talent, a lot of interest, a lot of abilities, and yet you're not quite sure where to focus. Very common with a nine. Not only do you have the nine birth path, your name, your original name, adds up to the nine. That's your destiny, the nine, humanitarian, giving service. Your heart's desire is a nine, wanting to serve, wanting to be there, wanting to be generous and compassionate. Your personality number is a nine. Are you getting the picture here? And your total realization, your ultimate goal in life, is a nine. So of all the things that you mentioned in your email about what it is that you want to do, being a teacher, of course, you've already achieved that. I would say that, you know, there's no one definitive answer, and I'm not looking into a crystal ball here so much as I'm kind of looking at the numbers to see what in the world would you do with this. At this point in your life, from the age of 37 to 45, you are now going to be 33 in, this is the number you're going into. Right now, you're going to be 33. You're in the sixth year of a nine-year cycle that started back in 2000. What is it? It started in 2006. And around that time, you mentioned 3 years ago you lost your job. Around that time, you began a period, let's say around the time you turned 28, you entered the number 19, which is a 1. 1 and 9 add up to 10 or 1. That's an essence number for the last 4 or 5 years. You're just ending it next month, and well, let's say in October, whenever you listen to this message. But it will end on your birthday in 2011, this year in October. That 19 is a karmic call to purpose, to action, to decide on something, to make a big change. There's always a question, can I do it? Do I have what it takes? Do I want to be that visible? Do I want to be different? Do I want to strike out on my own? So there's definitely something in you that needs to be redefining who you are. And I have a sense that you are going to go back to school or get some training over the next, at least for the next 4 years. I mean, I don't know when you will start it, but you've got the essence that you now will starting in October of 2011 is a 17. Which boils down to an 8. That will go for 4 years. 8 usually means that you're doing something to increase your stability, your credibility. You may be working or being aligned with a large organization. That could be a university. That could be studying for law. It depends on what interests you the most. I think all of the areas that you mentioned, English as a second language, the mediation, and travel, law, and sports. I'm not sure where sports fits into this in terms of if you just like to be, you know, you're a runner or you play tennis or there's something that you personally like to do. But if you wanted to go into law, you could certainly focus on law in the sense of maybe equipping yourself to be the agent for somebody in sports. If you really love sports, you could be an agent type of person for mediating contracts for sports people, if you like that. If you don't like that idea and that's not enough service for you under a 9, then perhaps you would find another way to equip yourself as a lawyer for legal aid or with people who don't speak English. If you wanted to combine some of these ideas of English. You were talking about teaching English, not learning another language. But I would say you're going to be learning something that equips you to be fairly creditable. And then around 2015, in your late 30s, let's say 37 or so, you might then go into private practice. Because you're in an 8 right now, which fosters the influence of large universities, administration, government work, training, business. But that changes to a 1, which is leadership and independent livelihood, usually, or being in a position in an organization where you're an executive, you are in a leadership role, even though you're not self-employed. But that's going to start happening around your middle to late 30s. So later 30s, I guess you're sort of in the middle of them right now. But anyways, the 1 and 6, a combination, the 1 pinnacle with the 6 challenge that's coming up at the age of 37 and will go for 9 years, would suggest that you could have something like that involves coaching, teaching. I want to say this to you. If you're going to be a career coach, you may want to shoot for working in a university or something where you are aligned with a bigger organization where you don't have to beat the bush for independent clients. If you are independent enough to do that and competitive enough and like that kind of, you know, building your own practice so you're never going to have to be laid off by anybody, then go for that. Go for the idea that eventually you'll be self-employed. It's not an easy road to be self-employed. You always have to put yourself out there and find clients and make it easy for them to find you. Your destiny has a lot to do with maybe being in a nonprofit, trying to find yourself in some kind of nonprofit. I know it's not an easy market for that right now, given the economy and people aren't really giving money to nonprofits, but it could be something governmental, perhaps, where you could fit in as a mediator, an advocate, in that range. Now, I'm sorry I can't tell you exactly what door to knock on and know that this is going to be your job title for the rest of your life. I don't believe in that anyway. I think that you're going to learn something in the next 4 years that's going to stand you in good stead for a long time in your career. You might even be doing some long-distance travel. Yeah, but that wouldn't be for maybe another 10 years or so. That you might be in a, maybe working in a foreign country, or you might want to be shooting for that in the long run, keeping your language skills up if possible, or doing that. But teaching language, teaching English in another country can work. I have good friends who've done that. I've seen people do that. It's not a moneymaker, but if you want the experience of living abroad, you could do that. But right now, to me, I think you're going to get involved in something that's more of a training for the future, that's more involved than English as a second language. It looks more in the vein of maybe mediation, law. I would say something to do with law, mediation, which would give you some kind of credential or degree that you could maybe do some other things with that. But you kind of need a foundation. So I would go for a higher effort in a more credible position, if at all possible. So let me see if there's anything else here I can say to you. I do think that this year, 2011, around October, as I said, that's going to be a big kind of a turning point for you. You're going to get in, you're going to make some choices that maybe you're applying for a program or you're researching a program. I think you're going to make some major decisions October, November, December, up until January of next year. And then after that, you'll be getting into actually implementing or doing this plan for at least 8 months or so next year. The next year is a time of sort of study, application, and focus for you next year. And then maybe some practical internship type things in the following year in 2013. It's kind of more flexible there. You might be working part-time or, you know, working and learning at the same time. So I hope this has helped you. Please do give me some feedback on what I've discovered here, and let me know what your thinking is about it, if it rings at all true in any way. And do keep in touch so that I can hear your updates from time to time. And thank you so much, Emily, for sending in your question.